I mean, the centre of the town, of the city, is beautiful and very affluent, but outside in the suburbs and the outskirts are rife with drug taking and poverty, and most importantly, the AIDS virus is rife. You know, we've got the highest AIDS rate in Europe, which is terrifying, really very sad. And nobody in Edinburgh really feels the need to expose this, because I think in case it affects the tourism. So Irvine did a good job for everybody, I think. Madison is actually quite a sophisticated town. It was where all the bohemians and artists and intellectuals in the 60s flocked to, because it was very liberal and a big pop smoking community, and for America that, you know, way left. So it's actually what I would call an art-based city. So it's not actually, although it's in the Midwest, it's very sophisticated. So there wasn't really that hard a, you know, problem really. It's a really careless society though. I mean, the whole American culture is based on yourself. You know, nobody can seem to look out with themselves and try and help another creature, because they feel their own situation is so precarious. It's pathetic. You know, there's no, and also the way the cities are spread, you know, there's no sense of community at all. Nobody has any collective responsibility, because, you know, you have one house and then you've got about a million miles before there's another one. I mean, there's just no community spirit. I find it probably, I mean, it doesn't affect me, but I find it relatively refreshing, you know, because it isn't my reality, or I still don't feel that it is. But I'm very aware of the lack of care, community care. Nobody gives a, you know, a flying fuck. You know, it's scary. And I don't like the fact that you can step outside your hotel and walk and walk and walk, and you will not come across a grocery shop. You won't come across another human being. Everyone's in their cars. There's no pedestrians. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's mad. But then saying that, I mean, we can also look back from America and look at other, like Europe, and see some of the vile things about Europe too. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think America's got some fabulous things about it. But that is one thing about it that frightens me, just how careless it is. My band is sort of fractured, and my drummer left mid-tour, which was around the time that I was approached by the Boys and Garbage. And they, I don't know, I think they were hedging their bets, but they said, you know, we're interested in you singing on a couple of tracks. Would you be interested? And I was like, well, of course, yeah, definitely. I just thought that, you know, I'd go in and work in the studio for a couple of days and get back to my own thing. And we ended up getting on so well together and working together that we ended up recording the album. And then from there, we ended up desperately wanting to play live together, and it just sort of fell into being a real band by default. I don't think anybody could have preordained how well we would have got on as individuals, including all ourselves. So this is all I really want to do. I really feel lucky that I found three people that I feel understand me, and vice versa. That's a rare thing in life. Very rare. I've never really experienced that. I've been in two bands before, and I never felt the same way with them as I do in this particular incarnation. I had Starkey and Starkey Hutch, and he made my heart pump. But musically, I was into a lot of old singers, because my mum used to play jazz records all the time, and a blues record with Bessie Smith and Billie Holiday and Sophie Tucker and Julie Lund and Peggy Lee, people like that. And then I discovered Boys and Rebellion, and I got into Susie and the Banshees and Adam and the Ants and The Clash and just a whole bunch of stuff. Echo and the Bunnymen, Cure. I was in love with a lot of bands at that age. I was very lucky. It was a beautiful place. I stayed in a really lovely area down Stockbridge, which is where all the hippies fell out and everyone smoked pot and everything was loose. But I came from a middle class family where my parents weren't like that at all. I mean, I was the only one who was the child of non-hippies. But all my pals were, you know, hippie kids. So I had a blissful growing up. And the city's really affluent, as I said earlier. Loads of money, big banking town, big banking city. And very little violence, although that's changed recently. It's become pretty crazy now. But beautiful, like the castle ducks me every time.